This is The Lamb, a poem from the Songs of Innocence by William Blake, first published in 1789.
Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Gave thee life and bade thee feed by the stream and o'er the mead? Gave thee clothing of delight, softest clothing, woolly, bright. Gave thee such a tender voice, making all the vales rejoice. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Little lamb, I'll tell thee. Little lamb, I'll tell thee. He is called by thy name, for he calls himself a lamb. He is meek and he is mild. He became a little child. I a child, and thou a lamb. We are called by his name. Little lamb, God bless thee. Little lamb, God bless thee.
The Lamb by William Blake from the Songs of Innocence, first published in 1789, read here by Jada Malave from an album titled A Child's Christmas in Bethlehem. We're reminded that this poem is like a child's song in the form of a question and answer. The child's question is both naive and profound. The question, who made thee, is a simple one, and yet the child is also tapping into the deep and timeless questions that all human beings have about their own origins and the nature of creation. So spark notes tell us. And isn't that the way with songs? They can be seemingly simple, but very deep as well. Sheep may safely graze from Cantata 208 of Johann Sebastian Bach, performing here the Bach Choir of Bethlehem under the direction of Greg Funfgeld. The Lamb is part of a CD project involving young people and celebrating their talents. The Bach Choir of Bethlehem is the oldest American Bach choir, and its forces gave the first U.S. performances of the Bach Mass in B minor and his Christmas oratorio. We're told the mission of the Bach Choir of Bethlehem and its Bach Festival Orchestra is to perform the works of Johann Sebastian Bach and to promote and encourage appreciation of the aesthetic and spiritual value of Bach's music while striving for the highest standards of musical excellence. They achieve this goal by engaging their audience locally, nationally, and internationally through education and performance, including works by composers who influenced Bach and were influenced by him, and through the programs of their Bel Canto Youth Chorus. Together, they cultivate a lifelong passion for the choral arts. And there might not be a better description of the hopes of the Bach Choir for its Youth Choirs Festival this Sunday afternoon, February 24th. We had a chance to speak by phone with Greg Funfgeld, artistic director and conductor of the Bach Choir and Bach Festival Orchestra, about this year's family concert and the Bach Choir's dedication to youth.
We have made a very strong commitment of time and energy and resources to young people. We have a program we call Bach to School, where we take members of the orchestra and the choir into the schools, elementary, middle, and high schools, and we do a program of music by Johann Sebastian Bach. We have our family concert, which we do every year in the winter months, sometime late January, sometimes late February, early March. But this year, it's our second, what we're calling Youth Choir Festival. And we've invited four youth choirs to join the Bach Choir and the Bach Festival Orchestra. And this concert will be held in the Zollner Arts Center on the campus of Lehigh University. We'll have over 200 singers. I think it's something like 220 singers. The Bach Choir itself, and then the Bel Canto Youth Chorus of the Bach Choir. That's our new youth chorus that's become part of our organization. The touring choir from the Charter Arts School here in Bethlehem, the choir from Emmaus High School, and the choir from Parkland High School, both of which are very strong choral programs, and they have wonderful, wonderful conductors and great history of performance, and so we're terribly excited about this. Each ensemble will do its own piece, and that's a very interesting mix of things, from Renaissance to 21st century pieces, including one of Mendelssohn's most beloved pieces, For He Shall Give His Angels Charge Over Thee, from Elijah, which the Parkland Choir is singing. Really wonderful pieces that showcase each of the youth choirs. And then they're joining the Bach Choir for sort of a spiritual, kind of a 20th century American spiritual called Unclouded Day. It's for 8-part chorus a cappella, and we're going to surround the audience to sing this piece. The choirs will be stretched out in a giant circle around the audience, up on the stage and down across the grand tier and the side aisles. We did that the last time with Randall Thompson's Ye Shall Have a Song, but to have these 220 voices or so surround the audience and sing their hearts out on this really uplifting, very energized piece will be great. And then we're doing the Dona Nobis Pacem from the Bach B minor Mass. We want the kids to sing a great chorus by Bach. Last time we did the Gloria from the Mass, this time the Dona Nobis Pacem. And then we're doing Handel's much-loved coronation anthem, Zadok the Priest, which is a thrilling thing for kids, for adults, for anybody to sing or hear. It's just one of those hair-raising things. It's got this extended orchestral prelude where the strings start and it just keeps building and building, and then finally the chorus and trumpets and timpani come in, and it's really one of the most hair-raising moments in music. And then we ask each conductor to choose 8 singers from their ensemble, and they join a small group from the Bach Choir, and they have a master class with Rosa Lamoureux, our vocal coach and a professional singer from Washington, D.C., and they're doing a setting of the Sanctus by Bach, not the one that people know from the Mass in B minor, but a different setting of the Sanctus. So this is kind of a feature for some of the very gifted kids from each of these choirs. And the kids don't often get to sing polyphonic music, so it's a wonderful experience for them. And, of course, the Bach Choir is thrilled to have these kids singing with us. The orchestra loves it. So there's a lot of synergy and a lot of good energy that comes from it.
And it can't be lost on these young singers what they can absorb just being in the presence of the grown-up singers who are doing this and doing it year in and year out and right. Are great advocates of, for example, the Bach music.
Well, you know, the singers in the Bach Choir were once in the shoes of the young singers singing in their high school and college choirs, university choirs, and they love kind of being reminded of that. And the young singers, I ran into one of the young singers from the last time we did it, and I said, well, how did you enjoy that experience? And she said, it was one of the greatest things of my whole high school career. She said it was just unbelievable to be part of a chorus like that with an orchestra like that. And, you know, in the Zollner Hall and Baker Hall at Zollner and with a great audience, I mean, it's just a thrilling experience. And for these kids, I think it's something they'll never forget. So we're very excited about it, and we certainly hope that many of your listeners will come and be part of it.
If anyone listening has a young person, this seems like an opportunity to be drawn in a way to see the power of music for all of us who are in the audience, to be reminded of that.
I agree completely. You know, I think so often we hear things about kids not doing well or not choosing the higher things or, you know, the more noble things in life, and kids get a bad rap. And here's something where kids are choosing to be part of a really important artistic endeavor. And I think the audience really should come and support them and give them all the encouragement they possibly can. You know, and I also think, as you say, it behooves us to bring kids to these kinds of experiences because it's something that we value and we have to pass that along. And every one of us has a responsibility to do that. We can't just think that somebody else is doing that and sowing the seeds for the next generation. We have to do that, each one of us, on our own. It's terribly important.
And I love the fact that you're giving them a chance, for example, to hear and join you all in the Dona Nobis Pacem. And at some point, their own choral directors are going to talk to them about what that might mean, how the music works in the hope of bringing us peace, or at least allowing us to express that hope together. So there are larger reverberations, messages to us as human beings in community, and that certainly is a community where music makes a difference in the hall there.
Well, that's the word that comes to my mind, because I say in my introduction in the program that this is an experience of community unlike any other. You know, that the kids coming and working with the choir and the orchestra, that creates a community that is unique, and the opportunities there are just incredible. I mean, I saw a young man from the Emmaus Choir, and I said, "How are you enjoying this?" He said, "It's just amazing." He said, "This is a phenomenal experience." And his dad works at a place where I go, and he said his son is just, you know, very, very excited and stimulated and eager for this whole thing to happen. And, you know, my feeling is when we give kids the very best, so often we sell kids short. We think, oh, well, they wouldn't want to sing Bach or they wouldn't want to do this. But kids, they want to be challenged. They want to know what really great music is. And so that experience of community and, you know, then knowing what it took Bach to create this music in his life, and the kind of discipline and sacrifice that goes into it. And then meeting people like the Bach Choir Singers who are, you know, they're just a wonderful group of people. And to be in the company of people like that is uplifting. So I feel like it's a win-win-win. And, you know, the audience comes and is so excited, and they feed the singers feed them, and there's this sort of energy that goes across the stage lights that's just a wonderful thing. So really, I do encourage everybody who's listening to make it a point to come and cheer these kids on and just let them know that what they're doing is so worthwhile. And it is a life-changing experience. I do believe it's a life-changing experience.
Greg Fumfgeld, Artistic Director and Conductor of the Bach Choir of Bethlehem and the Bach Festival Orchestra, speaking with us about those ensembles and about this year's family concert, the Youth Choirs Festival, taking place this Sunday, February 24th, at 3 in the afternoon in Baker Hall of the Zollner Arts Center at Lehigh University in Bethlehem. The youth choir is performing at the festival this year, the Bel Canto Youth Chorus of the Bach Choir of Bethlehem, the Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts Touring Choir, the Emmaus High School Chorale, and the Parkland High School. This is the Dona Nobis Pacem from the Mass in B Minor by Bach, and it will be on the program. We hear the Bach Choir of Bethlehem and the Bach Festival Orchestra under the direction of Greg Fumfgeld. This is the annual Bach Choir of Bethlehem Family Concert. They're calling it their Youth Choirs Festival. It will be this Sunday, February 24th at 3 in the afternoon at the Zollner Arts Center at Lehigh University in Bethlehem. For more information on the web, bach.org, B-A-C-H dot org, B-A-C-H dot org.